Divisive, short-fingered vulgarian, Never Trumpers comprise Tennessee's Manny Setti's entire senior campaign staff. By Matthew Boyle on July 22, 2020. Dr. Manny Setti, a candidate for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate in Tennessee, decided to surround himself with Never Trumpers, including his campaign manager who believes President Donald Trump is a divisive, short-fingered vulgarian. Setti has presented himself as a conservative outsider in the race against the Trump-backed Bill Hagerty. But all the people he has brought into every senior role in his campaign are devout never-Trump political consultants. His campaign manager Forrest Barnwell Hagemeyer, for instance, is a former staffer to former Ohio Governor John Kasich, a never-Trumper expected to endorse 2020 presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. Kasich is so far in for Biden that he is expected to abandon the Republican Party altogether to speak at the Democrat National Convention, DNC, or whatever semblance of a DNC there is, to try to oust Trump. On his Facebook page, Barnwell Hagemeyer still has a photograph of him wearing a Kasich shirt from April 5, 2016, when the former Ohio governor was trying to stop Trump from winning the GOP nomination. A couple weeks before that Kasich shirt photo, Barnwell Hagemeyer in a now-deleted March 23, 2016 Facebook post, attacked then-candidate Trump while hyping a speech then-House Speaker Paul Ryan made attempting to distance Republicans from the man who would become president. If you haven't watched Speaker Ryan's remarks yet, I highly recommend it, Barnwell Hagemeyer wrote. This is what conservatism is about, this is what the Republican Party stands for, and these are the ideas we must fight for. In the next paragraph of the post, Barnwell Hagemeyer claimed the GOP nomination could be hijacked by Donald Trump, a divisive, short-fingered vulgarian. Later, when Trump actually won the GOP nomination and Kasich and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, dropped out of the race, Barnwell Hagemeyer reposted in another since-deleted Facebook post an open letter that Senator Ben Sasse, Arnie, wrote to what he called Majority America, and in which Sasse said if people who genuinely believed either Trump or Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton were honorable people that they were rare souls. Barnwell Hagemeyer in more posts even after Trump won the nomination continued hyping his opposition to Trump. In a June 7, 2016, Facebook comment in response to someone who shared a Los Angeles Times article about how former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger voted for Kasich, his candidate, Barnwell Hagemeyer wrote, "So you're telling me there's a chance?" Kasich had dropped out of the race more than a month beforehand. Then later, in October 2016, Barnwell Hagemeyer attacked Trump in a still public post for saying the election was rigged, claiming the man who would become president was engaging in dangerous commentary for attacking Clinton in that way. "Elections are not rigged. Period," he wrote. To even discuss this dystopian talking point as reality is not only blatantly wrong, it's dangerous. Barnwell Hagemeyer is not the only never-Trump ideologue on Setti's payroll. Setti's campaign chairman and senior advisor Chris Devaney in August 2015 tweeted praise for an op-ed that cast doubt on Trump's promise to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico and bashed Trump's candidacy for the White House. Devaney tweeted that the op-ed, from his friend veteran presidential campaign staffer Dean Rice, was good. In the op-ed that Setti's campaign chairman praised, Rice accuses Trump of bombastic machoism and sleight of rhetorical hand that he argues has caused supporters to mistake rudeness for honesty and bad temperament for conviction. "Trump is no more honest than the next politician. Some are, and some are not, just as in any other segment of American life," Rice wrote. "He is also just as political as any person in Washington. You don't have to hold public office to be political." Also in the op-ed that Setti's top advisor praised, he accuses Trump's supporters of harboring a gut-level notion that somehow America was greatest when it was white, male, Christian, and straight. In other words, accusing Trump supporters of being racist, sexist, anti-gay, religious bigots. In addition to those slurs against Trump supporters, Setti's campaign chairman's friend wrote that Trump was lying when he promised to build a wall. "Trump knows well there will never be a physical wall built across our entire border with Mexico," he wrote, adding that Trump's promise was fantasy, not policy. Devaney and Barnwell Hagemeyer are not alone among Setti's senior campaign staff in bashing Trump. Setti's general consultant Jordan Gerke, a longtime political operative who's also worked with Sasse over in Nebraska, has a history of bashing the president on Twitter in several tweets throughout 2015 and 2016. For instance, Gerke repeatedly tweeted that Trump was a plant by the Democrats in the GOP primary, even calling him a Manchurian candidate in one and accusing the now president of deliberate subterfuge in the GOP primary that would benefit Clinton in another. In other tweets, Trey called Trump a sleaze who steamrolls the little guy and mocked Trump's promise to nominate conservative judges and justices. He also falsely accused then-Trump campaign manager, now senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski of assault. And just 2 days before Trump wrapped the GOP nomination in Indiana, Gerke falsely predicted Trump would lose in November and said anyone who supports Trump is stained by him forever, while urging people not to sell their soul by supporting Trump. In his state in Tennessee, SETI's highest profile endorsements, former U.S. Representative Zach Wamp and his son Weston Wamp, both have regularly bashed Trump even after he was president. Zach Wamp, in August 2017, nearly a year after Trump won the election and months into his presidency, attacked the president, claiming he put all Republicans at risk. Weston Wamp, as recently as 2018, was publicly defending now former Senator Bob Corker, RTN, a devout never-Trump senator who regularly undermined Trump. He also claimed Trump is not even a conservative. Just last year, in 2019, Zach Wamp sent out a number of other tweets attacking Trump and siding with both the late Senator John McCain, Oz, and McCain's daughter Meghan McCain. The two Wamps sent out a number of more anti-Trump messages over the course of 2018 and 2019 and even into 2020 while they have been backing SETI. Perhaps most interestingly about this story of SETI surrounding himself, by choice and with his campaign staff hiring decisions, with never-Trumpers is the fact that SETI refuses in any respect to address it at all. After nearly a week of asking about this, his campaign consultant Gerke sent a statement from campaign spokeswoman Adrienne Walker to Breitbart News that did not address any of the questions sent to SETI's campaign about his entire senior staff. The statement simply claims that SETI supported Trump in the earliest days of the 2016 presidential primary campaign and attacks his opponent Hagerty, who actually did support the president and is endorsed by the president, by asserting that Hagerty supported other Republicans in the primary. Dr. Manny supported President Trump from the beginning in the 2016 primary campaign while Bill Hagerty was with Jeb Bush and then Marco Rubio, SETI spokeswoman Walker said in the provided statement. There's one real conservative in this race, Manny SETI. Through Gerke, as well, all of the never-Trumpers including himself exposed in this article refused interviews and would not even say if they still hold the views they have expressed against the president over the years. They all, from Gerke to Barnwell Hagemeyer to the Wamps to Devaney, refused any questions at all about their never-Trump histories or whether they still hold those views. What's even more curious about this case is that SETI's campaign had been practically begging Breitbart News for months to feature SETI in an interview and to highlight his campaign by claiming he was the real outsider in the race. They repeatedly claimed that Breitbart News coverage of the Trump-endorsed Hagerty, with whom the president just conducted a virtual town hall and with whom Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is campaigning in Tennessee later this week, was somehow a betrayal of the base and selling out in some respect. But when Breitbart News accepted the offer to interview SETI and told the campaign that these never-Trump staffers would be a topic of the interview since SETI had been portraying himself as an outsider but surrounded himself with political consultants like the above-exposed individuals, SETI's consultants abruptly pulled back and canceled SETI's plans to sit for the interview, thereby hiding the candidate and protecting themselves from public scrutiny over their actions. Trademark political moves from Gerke's and Barnwell Hagemeyer's previous campaigns are on display in this race. Sasse's 2014 U.S. Senate primary, for instance, was one where he portrayed himself, just like SETI is doing, as the conservative outsider in the race. When Breitbart News approached Gerke back then with questions regarding Sasse's position on immigration levels to the United States, he had promised to answer them and provide quotes from Sasse or his team on the matter. Then, after several days went by, Gerke ended up finally giving a quote that did not fully answer the question and left open the possibility that Sasse would support increases in legal immigration, all while Trey lined up endorsements from senators like Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, for Sasse in the final days of the campaign. Interestingly, on Wednesday, Cruz just endorsed SETI in Tennessee, just like he did for SAS, despite all of these career consultants around him. But one of the other topics that SETI refuses to discuss, again, in addition to the never-Trump consultants around him. This is one topic that Breitbart News had said it wanted to ask him about that instead led to SETI's team pulling back its aggressive requests for a Breitbart News interview with the candidate. Was simply whether SETI approves of the way SAS has handled himself as a senator since winning that primary and later the general election in 2014. SAS has, during the Trump presidency, regularly attacked the president and criticized the way Trump has governed. The two seem to have mostly buried the hatchet, at least for now, with the president endorsing his re-election. But SAS has, alongside now former Senators Corker and Jeff Flake, R. Oz, as well as now Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, been a thorn in Trump's side on important matters, repeatedly attacking him and lending the credibility of a so-called self-proclaimed conservative to anti-Trump narratives from the left and establishment media. In addition to his work for Kasich, Barnwell Hagemeyer previously worked for now Tennessee Governor Bill Lee in 2018. A pollster connected to Gerkey, JMC Analytics, conducted a survey in that primary showing Lee ahead of his opponent by 6% shortly before the primary. The JMC poll, local outlets reported at the time, gave Lee a surge in energy in the final weeks and he ended up winning the primary. The polling firm insisted it was acting independently. But Gerkey has a stake in Victory Phones, a company that JMC has used for auto-dialing to conduct polling in some races. Similarly, in this race, JMC Analytics has released a poll this week in the U.S. Senate primary showing Hagerty leading by just 4% over SETI. There have been a number of recent polls in the primary, but this one was the best news yet for SETI, if it were true. It seems to be what enticed Cruz, who has endorsed other Gerkey clients like SAS in the past, into the race. What's different between the 2018 race when this tactic, the release of a poll showing momentum that turned into actual campaign momentum, worked in this time, however, is the JMC poll did not even show SETI in the lead like the 2018 poll did for Lee. The fact that SETI has made a campaign decision to refuse to address any of this, and instead is just counterattacking his opponent Hagerty, claiming Hagerty is an establishment Republican while claiming he is the real conservative despite mounting evidence to the contrary, lends credence to the Hagerty criticisms of SETI as a fraud who is falsely claiming to be an outsider, much like SAS did when he ran as such in 2014 then got to Washington and incessantly stabbed Trump in the back. Hagerty's team highlighted SETI's history as a bureaucratic doctor in Massachusetts, where he lived before he moved to Tennessee, and his prior support for Obamacare. A new television ad that Hagerty's team launched this week claims conservatives cannot trust SETI, citing his history of serving on the board of a Massachusetts medical group that supported Obamacare and that shows unearthed video of SETI defending Obamacare. "Some people call that Obamacare," SETI says in the video footage. "Don't say that in public circles because that's a very political statement. It's the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act." Hagerty's team also rolled out a website called Massachusetts Manny that claims he is too liberal for Tennessee, including much of what's in the new ad and more, including that SETI made a small contribution to Act Blue, the political fundraising arm of the Democrat Party, when he lived in Massachusetts. SETI also, documents contained on the Hagerty team's website unveil, applied for a job in former President Barack Obama's administration before he later moved to Tennessee.